This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. On the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load. And joining me now from InvestUSA is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, always a privilege, Bill. Thank you for the opportunity, and it's always great to talk to like-minded individuals.
You know, it's Michael is a confidant and sort of right now, I don't know in what capacity, but you hang out with President Trump a lot, so it's very tempting to tap into that whenever I can. However, you know, InvestUSA, you made your bones in law enforcement, and you came to everybody's attention because of your dedication to it. Explain to me why it takes InvestUSA to see to it that certain agencies have the right equipment, i.e. the protective equipment for the humans and the canines that work in law enforcement. Why are you having to do this? Is this a budgeting thing, or what's going on with this?
Well, I'm glad you asked the question, Bill, because I do have the expertise to answer that. And here's why. Of course, we started this in 1993. You remember, I've also served in public office on council for over 30 years. So I can tell you exactly what the budgeting issue looks like. When we started in 1993, 52% of cops had literally no vests at all. Okay? Here's what most people don't understand. Is when you take the military is controlled by the Department of Defense, federal agency. They're all treated the same way. You know, the feds say, hey, we're going to make sure that we have the best for our soldiers, as we should. Not hearing any complaint out of me. But unfortunately, they get carried away. If it takes $1,000 gold toilet seat, we'll pay $1,000 per toilet seat. So sometimes there's abuse, but they get what they need, okay? When you come down to first responders, law enforcement, every jurisdiction, whether it's a city, county, a state, has its own law enforcement agency. And that's the way it should be. You say, why are we separating it that way? Because when you're responsible, when you're pulled from a pool of your peers, and you're responsible for protecting your peers, and you live among your peers, you know what goes on in your community. You know, quite frankly, being there for after a little while, who's good, who's bad, who's doing what, who's not. And so law enforcement works best when it's closest to the people that it serves. Because of that aspect, the funding comes from not the feds, but from the people that it serves. Well, you're in a perplexing situation. You know, I get it, having served on council. Nobody wants taxes. If we had it our way, we wouldn't pay taxes at all. But there are some services that are required, even in our Constitution, to provide for this common defense. Whether you like it or not, you can't live in America and not have to pay something to live here because you have to provide for an army. You can't live in Colombia because you have to provide for local fire, local law enforcement. So there are taxes that have to be paid, but nobody wants to pay any more than they have to. So they allocate, when you're sitting on council, you allocate dollars. And, of course, you remember how this is. I'm just being very blunt, Bill, as to how this process works.
Okay.
When you're sitting on council, you're trying to determine how do I get reelected. So I want to satisfy as many people as possible. I want as many people to like me as possible. I never viewed it that way. I viewed it from a standpoint I have a job to do to protect and defend what our mission is, not to get reelected. But most people didn't view it that way. And so if you're looking at how to get reelected, okay, so if I've got $100, if I give $2 or $3 to this parade over here to the museum, even though the majority of other people don't use the museum, but if I give it to them, those people that do will realize that I supported them, they're going to support me. So they kind of spread out our dollars as far as they can. Whereas from my standpoint, where is it needed? First and foremost, you need to be protected. So if a good portion of that needs to go to private police protection, that's where it goes. But most people don't look at it that way. So you're sitting on council, you're making budgetary decisions to spread it as far as possible. So you give little as possible, even public safety. So public safety gets the money. Now you remember, public safety is political as well. You say, why is that? Well, your sheriff is either elected or your police chief is appointed by the council members. So they want you to make it look as good as possible so that people feel like they're being protected, even if they're really not. They want it to look good. So as a police chief or as a, you know, sheriff, et cetera, you got $100 in your budget, and you can either hire two cops and pay them just enough to live, but not really give them a whole lot of anything else, or you can hire one cop and make sure he's fully equipped.
Right.
What do? Well, from an appearance standpoint, you want to hire those two so that, you know, it looks better on the street, even though they're not really fully protected and you're doing them a disservice. That's the reality of the situation. So in 1993, you had hundreds of thousands of cops across the country on the street with no protection, but it made it look better that you had more out there.
Right.
So we decided that we would try to make sure that, first of all, county councils should do that. We never started in this to begin with. We simply went to our county council, Richland County Council in Columbia, and said, look, these guys don't have either, at the time, only about 285 deputies in Richland County. There's about 1,000 now. But at the time, there were only 285. You need $500,000 in the budget to make sure everybody has a vest. You should be providing it for them. And we had council members that agreed because, of course, we went to the media. And here's what happened on third reading. I wasn't around, and they took it out. Well, we can't afford it this time. We'll take a look at next year. So I made the comment to the media, well, fine. If they feel that way about our first responders, we'll raise the money necessary. And, you know, we're not going to let them go without protection. Well, once that issue came about and we said we're going to raise it, then we were stuck with doing what we said we're going to do, Bill. So we started raising money. We raised enough money to provide the 285 vests in Richland County. But little did I know, this wasn't a Richland County problem. It's a national problem.
Right.
And so we had agencies all across the country saying, wow, could you help us raise some money to help our officers? We've not been able to find an exit strategy. Now let's talk about what we did. In 1993, the only thing available at the time, you know, bulletproof vests were relatively new. They used to have flak jackets that were bullet resistant, not proof, but really resistant to Vietnam for the military. But if you were wearing a flak jacket, you were putting on 40 or 50 pounds and you couldn't move, you know?
Right.
How they were able to get through Vietnam and fight in jungles with flak jackets, many of them didn't wear them. But that was, you know, all that was available. And what is a flak jacket? A flak jacket has ceramic plates, these big, thick, heavy ceramic plates. The problem with a ceramic plate is if you hit it, like with a rifle butt or an ammo can,
right,
and you crack it, it's no good.
Right.
Ceramic plates do crack. But anyway, that was all that was available. So then they came up with the technology after Vietnam of this new fabric called Kevlar. And one piece of Kevlar will not suffice. But if you put like 25 to 30 layers of Kevlar, it would stop a bullet. It would actually, the bullet would penetrate about 7 to 8 layers before it would actually stop it. But here's what you also have to understand. I know I'm giving you all an education on your show today.
Well, I tell you what, before you give the education,
okay,
coming up on the first break, Invest USA, the things he's describing right now, he's giving away 12,000 plus of these. Probably closer to 13. He hasn't updated me on that. I'm with everything going on. He may not know. I don't know. May not know. But the thing 13, is, 13,000 given away of the finest protective ballistic vests out there because law enforcement needs it. We'll continue with this when we get back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, talking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. All the talks we've ever had, I have never discussed with him. The vests, why the vests, why does he give out, why these vests, why do you pick these vests? And we're discussing this because, a ballistic vest may become something everybody needs nowadays, mightn't it?
No, well, unfortunately, you're exactly right. So you have these 20, you have the Kevlar vests, there were 27 to 30 layers of Kevlar.
Right.
What people don't also, they need to understand is how Kevlar works. is, yes, it maybe would stop a vest, a bullet within four or five layers of Kevlar. But it's not just the bullet you're trying to stop. It's all the energy that goes with that bullet.
Right.
Because when you stop the bullet, if you don't dissipate the energy force, the blunt trauma is what we call it, the technical term. The blunt trauma will kill you anyway.
Right.
So that's why you need the other 20-some odd layers to dissipate blunt trauma. That's why I get a kick out of it off of this little sideline note. You see these ads from, you know, Hong Kong or China. You know, get a suit jacket that's bulletproof or get a bulletproof tie. You may actually, the tie may not allow a bullet to penetrate, but the blunt trauma is going to kill you anyway. You just gap to be no good. You got to keep that in mind. You got to have it dissipate the blunt trauma besides stop the bullet.
I remember when they first introduced the Kevlar helmet.
Right.
We were hearing this when we were transitioning to those. We heard this story about how at Fort Bragg, somebody had caught a round in a Kevlar helmet in a training exercise, a 7.62 round. It stopped the round, but it broke his neck anyway.
Correct. Yeah. Didn't do a thing for the blunt trauma. And that's what you have to keep in mind. So you had these Kevlar vests, and they were designed to stop the blunt trauma impact of a sidearm. 9mm, 45, 38, 357 handguns. That's all they were made to stop for.
Right.
Of course, you got to realize at the time when they were developed, most criminals didn't walk into a grocery store carrying a rifle. They had a gun tacked into their waist belt behind their back so that they could be inconspicuous till it was time to try to rob something. So the Kevlar vest worked perfectly. But then after time, and so we had 52% didn't have any vests. Kevlar, we got involved and raised the funds, and of course it became national movement. Got it down to 19% of cops that didn't have vests. But once we got it to 19% and we're continuing to go down, the drug cartels began to get involved. The violent crime began to escalate. And why was that? We had such lax policies, there was no penalty. No great penalty for doing that, so they figured they'd be raise the ante, raise the stakes. And when violent crime and drug cartels went up, they didn't use hand pistols anymore. They used AK-47s. They used long-range rifles. Well, a long-range rifle round has such greater velocity and a finer point on the end of the ammo, it'll cut right through a Kevlar vest like butter.
Right.
You won't even know it's there. So we had to stop and create new technology called active shooter vest that not only have a couple layers of Kevlar, but have titanium plates in them that'll stop any round. That's where we're at today. But unfortunately, Bill, because it's newer technology, 90% of cops don't have the new vest. So let's use an illustration, two illustrations of real quickly as to why this is so relevant. The most recent being Jonathan Dillard in New York.
Right.
Jonathan had on a Kevlar vest, okay? And he approached the suspect in the vehicle. The suspect drew a rifle, shot him in the stomach. Now, he would have survived. I mean, he tore him up a little bit, but he would have been okay with the shot in the stomach. But then he fell. He drew his pistol, returned fire. He didn't hit him. And he was crawling back to his vehicle when a guy stepped out of the car and took the rifle and shot him in the back. Now, the reason why it was so successful in the back, it went right through that Kevlar vest right into his heart. Had he had on an active shooter vest, both of those rounds would have been covered and protected, and he would have been fine. So that's one illustration. Here's a second illustration. This just happened down in Georgia about a year ago. We went out and handed vests to this agency on the lower portion of Georgia. They had a convict escape from Florida and drive up to Georgia. He was robbing or trying to rob a home, an elderly home, in rural Georgia County. Police got there. When they pulled up on the scene, there were two robbers. They had AK-47s, turned around and fired at the squad car, went right through the passenger door, right through the officer who had on a Kevlar vest. Kevlar didn't stop him. Went right through him. They killed him instantly. And went out the other side. Had he had on an active shooter vest, he would be alive today. So you see, this is happening more and more often. That's why there's such a need to make sure these officers are protected. And of course, now you have to look at it, Bill. Why don't you take a look at the headlines today? You know, the pro-Palestinian movement. I mean, these people are getting more and more violent.
Oh, yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of them, you know, crowding campuses. You don't know who's got what. And quite frankly, when you put officers in harm's way without the ability to protect themselves, you do not just the officers, you do America a great disservice. Because they get more emboldened when they see they can take officers out with no consequences.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, that example you're using, that's a really interesting one because, like, you know, you look at Austin, and they're not putting up with it, but you look at Columbia, where it's $85,000 a year to go to college, and it seems like most of the people showing up to protest there are from not students at school.
You are correct. There are Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and others. But I think it's so important, and I know that this is what this administration doesn't believe in, but what I believe the American people believe in, the Barney Fife, you just say you got to nip it in the bud.
Right.
We need to show a strong force, you know, and immediately arrest these agitators.
Right.
That are, you know, and shut it down and, make sure that people understand law and order is what this country was based on, and we're not giving it up anytime soon.
I'm waiting to see. I mean, I see Ilhan Omar out there with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They're all doubling down on it. I almost think they want something to happen.
They do.
Yeah.
They're trying to argue that how can you have democracy and deny the people the right for the First Amendment? But where they're missing the point, Bill, you never said they don't have the right to protest.
Right.
What we have said is you don't have the right to violence and to disorderly conduct. Let's just talk about what does that mean. You want to protest, you want to stand on the street corner and tell you, hey, you know, you shouldn't wear a blue tie, stand out there and do it all day.
Right.
You want to stand in the middle of the street so that people can't freely go to and from work, our emergency vehicles pass by. Now you've impeded on the rights of others. You can't do that.
Hang on
and
there.
That's what we're suggesting.
Yeah, hang on there if you will. We're going to coming up on the next break. We'll get back more with Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org. Now we're going to move into that part of his exclusivity of what makes him him, and we're going to exploit that to the nth degree. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Recent data indicates that inflation continues to rise. According to the Commerce Department, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, excluding food and energy, rose by 2.8% from March 2023 to March 2024. President Biden said he's willing to debate Donald Trump before the November presidential election. He made the statement Friday during an interview with radio host Howard Stern.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
Trump, who declined to participate in the Republican primary debates, stated on social media he's ready to debate Biden anytime, anywhere, anyplace. King Charles is set to resume public duties next week after publicly disclosing his cancer diagnosis in February. Buckingham Palace announced that the 75-year-old royal and his wife Camilla will visit a cancer treatment center on Tuesday to meet with patients and medical staff. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Michael Letts. And we're going to jump to this all this pro-Palestinian nonsense. This is I never thought I would have seen this. I understand that young people are dumb and idealistic and everything. And I mean, I watched somebody on the news the other day that they were asking this girl why she was protesting. She couldn't tell them.
What am I laughing at? He hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Most of them have no idea why they're protesting. And what is so alarming, Bill, to me, is they're not just saying, hey, you know, we think the situation in Gaza should be handled more gingerly or this or the other. Their chants are death to America. How in the world do we get death to America coming out of supposedly young people who you and I are paying the majority of their bill for their education, especially with Biden now saying we're going to forgive everybody student loan debt. Is that who our tax dollars go to? The training generation that says death to America? If you kill America, then you're killing the American people.
Oh, yeah.
So how ironic and how stupid are these people? I think what you said is just so full of truth, Bill. We are educating people, and this is the education they're getting. They're that stupid that they can't understand when they say death to America, they're saying death to themselves. I mean, that's really hitting the bottom of the barrel there, Bill.
The thing that strikes me about this is that these students right now, either their parents are paying for this, or they're taking out student loans that Joe Biden wants to forgive, of course. And by the same token, they're supporting, how many of these pro-Palestinian supporters are part of the LGBTQ community? Don't they like to help them with some free skydiving lessons, and we do it without a parachute, so you got to be good? I mean,
yeah, and I'm laughing, chuckling from what you're saying, Bill, from this standpoint. It's interesting. You've got the LGBTQ.
Who can keep up with it? I know what you're talking about.
Who are lending their support to an organization that is, the pro-Palestinians are this. We need to call it what it is.
Right.
They are solidly Islamic jihadists and terrorists. What is one of the principles of Islam? They hate gays, homosexuals.
Right.
They throw them off the top of roofs with no parachute. They stone them in the middle of the street. So, just to show you again the stupidity of how the American young people have gotten, you want to support an organization that is vowed and on the record declaring they want to kill you. It really is sad when you look at it from that perspective as to how dumb the younger generation has become. They just follow like sheep. They have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, but that's the... See, this is the thing. This is the thing. Most everything I do is based upon, in a lot of cases, my own self-preservation. And so I hold that sacrosanct. So, like with what you do, with the protective vests, this is all about the self-preservation of law enforcement and the individuals that make up the ranks of law enforcement. So that's all geared towards self-preservation. You're working with President Trump to try to save the country. So that's all geared towards self-preservation of the Republic. I see lots of people doing things that have to do with different facets of self-preservation. The pro-Palestinian movement, isn't Hamas like the rabid guard dog of the Iran? Doesn't Iran look at Hamas as a bunch of idiots that they happily support, but they're not really big, major part of Iran?
Oh, you're exactly right. Put it this way. They're their stooges. They love to support them because they're the only ones stupid enough to do what they want them to do and not worry about the consequences. They certainly are not sitting at the strategic determination table with Iran. They don't pay any attention to what they think. They just want to support them because they're a bunch of stooges who will wear strap-on suicide vests and they'll blow themselves up because somebody told them to do so. That's what's sad about the situation.
Yeah, but that's... For a college student to get out there, this, you know, supposedly I'm going to college to set my life up. But they are backing I look at Islam as a political system. I do not look at it like the Baptists. So
you're correct.
Yeah. So I mean, everything about them, and which didn't some, is some governor out there going to give out halal loans or something? Did I see that? We're all playing the game that these guys are the good guys and. It stymies me because all of these monsters the left wants to create, they can't control them.
No, and see, the problem, Bill, that arises is you and I and the rest of the American people have to suffer the consequences. Let's just take a look at the pro-Palestinian demonstrations now. Now, see, let's talk about the way the First Amendment is set up. You want to stand on a street corner and holler out, you know, you should wear a blue tie instead of a black tie.
Right.
You're right. You're not hurting anybody. But when you become violent, when you become disruptive, then we have to engage law enforcement. Now, what are we doing? We're pulling hundreds and hundreds of cops. We're supposed to be on the street protecting American citizens from crime, from people robbing, stealing, et cetera, et cetera. You're pulling them off and putting them into an area to keep stupid people from disrupting life. So you and I are suffering the consequences because now, let's take a look at what's been happening. We defund the police, Black Lives Matter and others. We're operating, I told you, roughly across the country, at best two-thirds, at worst a half of capacity where we're supposed to be with law enforcement. New York, I told you, is almost down to half where they're supposed to be.
Right.
And some of the other major areas, Chicago, Detroit, San Francisco, and others. So you've already got law enforcement overwhelmed, having to try to protect as much as they have been doing in the past with half the personnel to get accomplished by. Now you want to add further insult by stretching them to deal with idiotic people who are being disruptive and violent over an issue that is will ultimately destroy themselves. It makes no sense, but you and I are suffering the consequences for it. That's where we have to get tough, crack down hard, and put this in its perspective and in its place immediately before it gets out of hand to the standpoint to where the rest of the country suffers tremendously, because all of our resources are tied up on protests that are idiotic to begin with.
Indeed. I understand the whole thing about protest, but it's one thing to protest for higher wages or equality or something right. like that. But what they are, I mean, do they understand what they're pro? Do you think they are all of the? Well, I think the question answers itself. I don't think the students have any idea what's going on. I think the guys that are showing up from out of town that are going to the colleges, they know why they're protesting, but. They understand the underlying supposed cause, but that's not why they're there. They're there to be disruptive.
Right, and quite frankly, I think we need to point this out because we have evidence of this, is that a lot of the protesters there, as you pointed out, Bill, are not students. They're hired protesters. Now, who's hiring them? Well, George Soros. I'm going to use it because we have the intel to prove it.
Right.
George Soros has, with his billions of dollars, and it's multiple billions, has established quite a few PACs around the world that he funds. And those PACs are doing one thing. They want to disrupt government. They want to cause the collapse of conservative values. And they want to create one world order. And they want to control it. And so they're using their dollars to further that cause. And so they're hiring professional disruptors and flying them in, busing them in, whatever it takes, to any place they want to create havoc.
Hang on right
and
there.
And then you and I have to pay the difference.
Yeah, hang on right there, if you will. We'll finish this on the other side. InvestUSA.org, 13,000-plus vests given to law enforcement. We'll be right back talking to Michael Letts. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock 'em Load. Talking to the head of InvestUSA, that being Michael Letts. Now we're tapping into that that good internal know-how that's going on that President Trump also taps into. We were just talking about the distraction of to law enforcement that all of this pro-Palestinian stuff is. Now, not everybody is being reactive to it. There are some places where they're doing these things where they're being proactive. How's that working out?
Well, now you must be talking about Texas. You know, they always have the statement, don't mess with Texas. Here's the greatest part about it. This is the University of Texas. Remember, they have a number of campuses.
Right.
It's only happening in one campus, and that is in Austin, Texas. And why is that? Because Austin is controlled by Democrats. It is, you know, the one city that is kind of an oddball in Texas. It's controlled by Democrats. How did that happen? Most of the people that left California moved to Austin. And they were able to kind of switch that over to a Democratic-controlled town, demonstrate to Texas, to the rest of Texas, why you don't want Democrats there. And that's why it kind of ended there. Right. But anyway, so this is happening in the University of Texas in Austin. And Governor Abbott is not allowing the University of Texas campus security to handle this. He brought in the Department of Public Safety, all their SWAT teams, all their personnel, and they're showing you how to do it the right way. What's the way they do it? You mess with other people's rights. You become obstructionist. You try to shut down the campus so that we can't have classes. We're going to arrest you. And furthermore, if you're not local or if you're here on a visa, we're going to deport you. And that's exactly what they've been doing. They have sent in hundreds of either state militia, state guard, and DPS. Remember, we've talked about that on your show before, the value of having, of every state having its own state guard, right, and militia to supplement. Texas took that and ran with it. It was one of our suggestions a few years back, and it has paid huge dividends in both Texas and Florida. So they're using those volunteers, along with divisions from the public safety across the state, to descend on Austin. And they're, and get it, here's what I'm laughing at, and it's the way it has to be. If they give you a lawful order and you decide you're going to give them that puppy dog look and just sit there and not respond, they're being aggressive and maybe can you get cuffed and thrown in the back of a van or truck and transported to a place that you don't want to be. And they're not going to feed you steak dinner, by the way. It's going to be some kind of mush that probably even the Army wouldn't eat. So it's being handled very effectively in Texas. That's the way it should be in the rest of the country. But, you know, New York, they like to baby their people up there. And that's why they have this difficulty.
Well, I mean, but this, there is no It's interesting to watch academia try to deal with anti-Semitism, because aren't they the ones that actually are the teachers of this? Aren't they the ones in the higher educational centers that are really the ones that indoctrinate these students into this stuff?
You're exactly right, Bill. Here's what I'm laughing at is that when you compare what's happening in Texas versus to Columbia University in New York, and Columbia University in New York, it is the professors that are locking arms around and building a perimeter around the students to protect them, you know, and to say, don't hurt these wonderful students. They tried the same thing in Texas and assumed because of their pedigree that they would be treated differently. They were treated as common criminals, the same as all the rest of the students were that were participating, and that shut that one down real quick. Whereas in New York, they assumed that their pedigree had, and it did have some influence, that they would be handled more gingerly, a little differently. That's why you have, you know, a two-tiered justice system that we're going to end with a new administration, quite frankly, Bill.
Well, aren't some of these teachers, aren't some of them Jewish?
They are. And here's what is shocking, is if you look at what happened in 1934, which is where Hitler began to rise to power,
right,
the Brown Shirts, is identical. The universities in Germany began to have demonstrations of anti-Semitism, and the Brown Shirts had barricaded themselves around universities to not let Jewish students in. Because right now, the same thing is happening at Columbia University and others. You know, it's not just them being pro-Palestine. They're actually saying, counting death to Israel, death to Jews, death to America. And so they won't let any Jewish student in right now at Columbia University. Same thing they did with the Brown Shirts in 34.
Right.
The difference is the Brown Shirts prevailed. And so by 1937, 1938, you had Hitler rise to power, and that became public policy. And so we want to make sure we don't ever make that mistake again. And that's why I commend Governor Abbott and condemn Governor Haschel and say, you know, learn from Governor Abbott. Go in there and deal with this crisis immediately in a very forceful manner. I've always told people, you learn this in the military. You know, you can always let up as to how strong you go into a situation.
Right.
But you can never increase your strength once you set a standard of being weak. And New York, you set that standard. Whether it's this, whether it's the crisis that one of the other things you talked about on your show, they're bringing in so many illegals, they can't afford them. So what do? They cut 6,000 police positions in New York City to free up funding to help make sure these poor illegals have a hotel and food and your incidental credit cards and everything else. How disgusting, Bill.
You know, I saw, and here's the problem. Now, I used to think, okay, these guys voted for this, they voted for this, and they want to, this is the government they deserve, right? But now that California has this exit tax in place to where you have to pay a certain percentage of your net worth over $30 million or $15 million if you're married or whatever, of your assets, and that this can follow you for 10 years, now they're penalizing people from fleeing Marxism. I don't even know how they would actually enforce that. I get up and move and go out. So who's going to be coming to my door in Illinois to knock on it to, or not Illinois? Who's going to come to Columbia, South Carolina, and knock on my door saying, yo, your California exit tax? Who's going to do that?
I guess they're hoping that when I transfer my bank account from California to South Carolina,
right,
that the California banks won't transfer at all, that they'll hold some to pay my taxes.
Yeah. I don't know how that's going to work. Why would you? You don't even have to change banks if that's the case, do you? I mean, that sort of thwarts
that.
No, you
don't.
That would thwart
that.
You're
exactly right.
But, I mean, I've also heard about, right now in New Orleans, the police chief there, where they've got 938 cops in New Orleans. On an emergency call, they've gotten down the response time to 22 minutes. But in most cases, it's going to be 3 hours. And instead of getting more cops and doing other things, they've decided to turn the French Quarter and going outward into a gun-free zone. Even though they just passed permitless carry, I can't wait to see how that one works out. That'll be
Here's what I'm having to say. It's amazing. Now that we've changed everything into a gun-free zone, you don't need cops anymore. There's no more crime. Everybody obeys that, and right? Life is good. Yeah. See how that one works, Bill.
Yeah. Well, you know, I talked about that a little bit today as well. So, but everywhere that wants to make gun-free zones also tries very hard to restrict permitless carry, unless it's like Louisiana where they have these seas of blue in the middle of a red state. You know, but I fully get that. I do. But for everybody, we're going to continue talking about from time to time about this whole protective vest thing, because very shortly this is going to be something that's going to be required that you carry. Like a spare tire, like your insurance, like a first aid kit, in my case, like mini guns, that kind of stuff, because it's going to be necessary. And that's an unfortunate case, but I can't think of anybody better to discuss that with than Mr. Letts here. And, of course, that also means while I've got him on here, we can tap what's going on within the world of Trump, because he's very closely allied with that as well. InvestUSA. He has given over 13,000 vests to law enforcement. These are the kind that actually will save lives, including their canine partners, who are cops in their own right. They have a career. They retire with honors. The entire law enforcement organization feels the loss of a canine cop, so he's protecting all of them. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America. And we're expecting great things in the near future ahead, so hang with us, folks.
Right.
Changes are coming.
Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.